Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KSKA.
We'll have to figure out what Eric's go-to when it comes to music is, because we need a good intro. That's a great intro, but I don't know. We might need something cool. Eric Lacroix, former Colorado Avalanche, joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline. Eric, my friend, what's the music? What's the choice for you, man?
Oh, man, you know, like, you're talking to the wrong guy. I'm getting old. I got teenagers. They take over the music, you know. I don't. I'll listen to country, though, if I have.
You're a country music guy. More people this week that I've talked to are like, I love country. People love country music. There's no question about it, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'll listen to your show, or, you know, if I'm in the area, or I'll listen to NHL Network on XM there. But, if not, I'll listen to country. You know what I mean.
So you're more of the mindset when it's your decision in the vehicle. You're sportsing it up. You're listening to sports. You're staying involved because you're of course involved in all the stuff. Talking abs, of course, with the grit too. So you're just trying to stay in that world.
Absolutely. Or I'll make some phone calls. You know what I mean. That's my way of getting rid of phone calls and just kind of talking. But like I said, teenagers, man, they just rule the car. I'm last.
I don't understand the music nowadays. I mean, everybody went crazy for the Taylor Swift stuff. That's not really my style, but man, you talk to all like 90% of the people around here are like Taylor Swift. That's the thing.
Oh, my daughter's a Swiftie. Yeah. She saw her this summer at,
wow.
Mile High. She was excited. Oh yeah.
Did you go?
I did not. I'd like to tell you, she wanted no part of me going with her. She's too old now. You know, she's like, yeah, no.
Were you bummed about that, or were you like, hey, come on, give me an invite here? I'd like to be a part
actually,
of this.
I know. I wanted to go outside there. I was reading online everything about the concerts outside. You know, meeting like outside the stadium. Everybody like tries to listen, and everybody gets together. But you know, my other son didn't want to go with me. There you go.
I bet you didn't think we'd start this segment talking about Taylor Swift, Eric. I bet that wasn't in the cards. Eric Lacroix joining
us.
I want to talk, obviously, each week we're going to catch up with you, man. It's just an absolute thrill, an honor. So many people reached out. They're like, you get to talk to Eric Lacroix every week? And that's, I was like, well, this is a great opportunity. Obviously, we want to talk abs with you, but Colorado grit, I'm hearing more and more about folks going to these games, and I didn't know exactly what to expect, but my goodness, I walked away, and that was some thrilling hockey.
It was awesome. It was a great first weekend. It was fun. Crowd was into it. It was exciting. Again, they lost those games, but every game was tight. And actually, I do believe El Paso is going to have a good season this year. They seem to be like a very nice, good team. But you know, the grit went on the road last weekend, right? They had a showcase in Minnesota and went undefeated in four games. So now they're in Oklahoma City, but looking forward to get back next weekend here against, I believe, Odessa, right at home at the Ice House. So they're excited, they're pumped, and I mean, from talking to some of the kids, they love being on the ice, and the crowd was electric, and certainly was fun to be in the stands. I tell you, it was awesome. Job well done by everybody that's associated with the grit, and I thought it was a first class weekend.
Yeah, and like you said, on the road beginning tonight against Oklahoma, and then tomorrow, and then back home, as you mentioned, with against Odessa, another wonderful opportunity for folks to get out and check this team out for local hockey. You're just not going to get anywhere else.
Oh, it's awesome, and especially now with, you know, the Avalanche or the Eagles, or, you know, no one has really started yet, right? They're still a few weeks away, so it's an awesome time to go and check out the grit and go downtown Greeley and go to some restaurants right around there, some awesome establishments. And, you know, like I said, I thought it was awesome to see the community gathering together that first weekend. And again, I'm looking forward to the next weekend. It should be awesome. And I like I said, I know the players are too, just by talking to some of them. they were excited to get back home and really get that feeling again like they had last week or a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, folks, mark your calendar, September 29th, 7 o'clock at the Ice House, and then Saturday, September 30th at 3:45 in the afternoon. You can get your tickets at ColoradoGritHockey.com. Eric, you mentioned the Avs. I mean, we've got preseason hockey coming up later this weekend as well. Their season's about to start. They were talking, of course, to the media and everything yesterday, and I think a lot of Avs fans really wanted to hear what Valeri Nichushkin had to say about the interesting exit last year during the playoffs. There was a lot of talk surrounding that event. Valeri didn't really go into that much, though. He's kind of ready to turn the page. I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting right here at Family Sports right now. The Avs are on the ice, and training camp's underway, like you said. And medicals, physicals a couple days ago, big meeting, big team dinner for them. And, no, it's exciting. There's a lot of people here at Family Sports watching the sessions, and Coach Bednar's out there. And obviously, some guys missing, like Kale and guys like that. But I don't think it's anything bad. You're talking about Landeskog, obviously, that everyone knows about. Other than that, it's all minor little things. It's good to see Manson out there. But you're right, Nichushkin did address the media yesterday, and it does sound like it was handled internally within the players and within the front office. And, Val faced the media yesterday and said he's moving forward, and there's something that he's talked with his teammates. And 2 days ago, they made Kale available, and Nate, and Devontae's, and guys like that. They did touch on the subject, saying that they had talked to him. He's good to go. They're on the same page, and it's a personal decision, personal reasons, and all that kind of stuff. So they did address it. The big fella looks good out there. I'm not going to lie to you. He looks rested, and as we know, last year he was a little banged up at his ankle all season long, but he did look good yesterday, and I think it's going to be good. I think his summer was good for them to get back into it and, get that hunger back again. And I think you're going to see a hungry Avalanche team this season, absolutely, starting Sunday. Yeah. Sunday with a preseason game. Not tomorrow, Sunday.
It's crazy. We got all this great stuff going on, and sometimes these preseasons just kind of sneak up on you. I'm looking at, obviously, the Avs are in camp getting set for preseason. The Nuggets will be checking in pretty soon. This is why late September, October, favorite month if you're a sports fan.
Oh, absolutely. And what about the CU Buffs, right? I mean, it's just like unreal. And CSU, what a great showing last week. That game was awesome to watch. Again, the sports, it's a sports town, right? We're lucky. We're fortunate. We get all the major league sports and obviously college atmospheres and junior hockey now with the NHL and Greeley. So it's it doesn't get better to be in Colorado. And you're bang on. This is the time of year. It's my favorite time of the year. The weather-wise, the temperature drops a little bit and sun's out and sports is full force. So, yeah, awesome. And it's an awesome weekend coming up.
Eric Lacroix joining us on our First Advantage Hotline. You talk about Gabriel Landeskog and how much he means to this team. I mean, we talk about a lot of great players on this show and leaders of teams. But, man, you just look at Landeskog and what he's meant to the Avs. Over, especially the last couple of seasons, that injury, and when you heard that he was going to be out again this season, how much of an impact? Obviously, it's going to have a major impact. But now that you kind of know, I mean, last year you just kind of wondered, is he going to make a comeback? What's that going to look like? Is it easier when you go into the season kind of knowing what you got?
Absolutely, you addressed it. I think it's easier for him to come out front and say, "Hey, I'm not playing all year." Last year, if you remember, it was like, okay, he'll be gone 2 months, and then 2 months went by. It's like, oh, okay, it's been delayed another 6 weeks. Then after 6 weeks, oh, it's delayed another, 8 weeks or 4 weeks, and then, oh, I think he's out, right? So I think he felt it was a distraction. This guy's awesome. I believe in him, and I know a lot of the fan base does, obviously his teammates, coaches, but he's going to come through. He's going to, he's going to see this thing through, see wherever it leads him, and wherever it leads him, it will. But he will see it through, and hopefully, cross our fingers, he'll be back in an Avalanche uniform, wearing number 92. I got a lot of faith. I was part of the management group that named him, the youngest captain in the history of the NHL. So you can hear from me that this is no fluff. This guy's the real deal. He's so respected by everybody. Now he's a father with two kids. So proud of him. So awesome to watch. obviously the last 10 years or so, a dozen years. So he's a true competitor. He's a true team first mentality guy, and what a hockey player he is. He is surely missed, but I think that it's just having his presence around. You could feel it the other media day. And of course, he'll be gone a little bit during the season at times, like he said, for whatever he needs to do to get himself ready. He might have to be out of town, but he'll be here at times too. So I think that he's part of that group text with his teammates. He's a big presence, even though he's not there. But yeah, we're going to cross our fingers and see what happens with him.
Eric, who do you see as being that vocal leader? Because obviously we know the Avs have so many studs on the ice. You know, Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar, so many great players. But when you look at it, who can fill that void? Or, you know, last year I thought it was interesting, and I'm not really saying it was a bad or good thing, when you knew for sure Gabriel Landeskog's down, the captain thing, we're not going to really appoint a captain or whatever. What does that look like? Who does that guy look like to you as far as that guy that's going to step up and really be that vocal leader this season?
Well, internally, there's always guys that, you know, we or the public is not really aware of. But obviously their core with Nate and Kale and, you know, those guys play such big minutes and such important minutes. And, you know, they're such hard workers at practice and games. Everybody follows them. So they're leaders that way. But you can't discard a guy like Cogliano. There's a reason why he's there. He's an older guy. You know, he's done everything now, winning a cup and, you know, being around this league. And he's always reinventing himself with, you know, over his career, like maybe as a more top six guy, then reinvented himself as a bottom six guy. Now he's reinventing himself as a leader or vocal guy. So you got to remember, a guy like that is very important. And I think that the guys now have learned how to win. And, you know, guys will take bigger steps, whether it's Bo Byram, whether it's Logan O'Connor, whether it's guys that have been in that dressing room. And then you throw that in there with Miles Wood that comes in, and he seems to be like a vocal guy. And we talked to him yesterday, and he's one of those guys not too shy to speak. So you need guys like that. You can't have a quiet dressing room. So I think they do have the right mix. And obviously they got, you know, MacKinnon at the forefront with, you know, his drive and his, you know, attitude to win. And I think you follow that, and then somewhere, somehow you overcompensate the loss of Gabe by not being there on a daily basis. But don't kid yourself. Gabe's got his imprints and his footprints all over that dressing room still.
Joining us now on our first Vintage Hotline, Eric Lacroix. Eric, last one for you. Just kind of looking at this team, obviously it was such a magical run over us, you know, a year and a half ago or whatever, winning that Stanley Cup, and then last year still getting to the playoffs, but ultimately losing to Seattle. What do you see with this team? Do you think that they get back on top where they're one of the more feared teams in the NHL?
Absolutely, and if you talk to people around the league, I mean, a lot of experts, you know, whatever you want to call that, but they're going to pick them to win. I mean, I certainly pick them to win. I'm not afraid to say it. I'll say it. They'll win. I do believe that the longer summer, last year was such a short summer, shortest summer in the history of the league. And then, you know, you get banged up when you win, and then the surgeries and everybody having to go through it. They need to go through with some bad luck with injuries during the season. They just ran out of gas. I do believe that. They ran out of gas, and they didn't have the team on the ice to go through that series. And ultimately, they lost in seven, right? But I do believe that summer was beneficial for them. Guys really got their bodies back where, you know, you got to remember, in the summertime is when you get ready for the grueling season of the 82 games. You don't get shaved during the season. Obviously, it's just upkeep during the season. But in the summer, you go, and that's why you train. You train to be able to take on those road trips and those airlines, I mean, those air miles and those, you know, time zones. And I always say it, it's tough to play in the West. It's a cupcake in the East. You know, it's easy. It's the same time zone. You're in your bed at 11:30 at night. In the West, you got to get in there, and you play three different time zones, you know, air miles. There's no, like, 30-minute bus ride, you know, down the street. It's tough. It's grueling to play in the West, but you got to get your body acclimated to it during the off season. I just do believe last summer it wasn't enough time for everybody to get on the same page.
Well, it's like a double-edged sword. I mean, you want to be playing deep into the summer because that means you're advancing, you're getting close, you're competing for a Stanley Cup. But at the same time, hockey, maybe more than any sport, Eric, you speak on this better than me, grueling. Those playoffs are just absolutely grueling. They are intense. You cannot blink. It's not the concentration that you have to have, especially in a playoff series. it can physically wear you out, but mentally exhaust you too. And as great of a run as that was to win the cup, I mean, you did it. You know, it didn't lose a lot in that run, but at the same time, it was still absolutely exhausting for this team. And you always wonder about that in summer teams when they push through the summer, just how they're going to respond the next year.
Oh, you're bang on. And like you said, there's the mental aspect, physical aspect. You can't forget about the fact that you won. Therefore, guys have proven that they can do it. Then where does it hurt you? Well, it hurts you on your roster. You know, guys like Kadri, Burakovsky, guys are leaving because they're getting paid, right? You know what I mean? So you're overstaying your stay here because you don't fit in the cap anymore. That's every team. That's just the Avalanche, because now you just can't fit those guys. And then you get depleted of draft picks as well, because you go and get some players like, I don't know, or whatever it is. And those are the right moves to make. But then all of a sudden, you know, you're getting rid of a, you know, second round pick, or you got rid of a first round pick for, I don't remember. I mean, I'm just using, again, I don't have anything in front of me, but what I'm saying is you're depleting a little bit your prospect pool, to go after it. And the Avs, as they should, have been going after it. And I love it. Because it gives them, you know, draft picks are great, but, you know, when you don't make the playoffs, then that's if you don't make the playoffs and you don't have draft picks, you're in trouble. But if you're making, you know, runs at Stanley Cups and you don't have draft picks, that's a good problem to have.
Eric Lacroix joining us. Eric, he's a busy man, but he's going to be talking hockey with us throughout the course of the season. We'll actually have some Avs hockey after the first weekend, at least, of preseason. We'll be talking that. We'll be talking Colorado Grit with you each and every week. I just love it, man. It's an honor to get you on the program, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week as we promote another homestand coming up for the Colorado Grit.
Call me anytime. I'm always there for you guys. Thank you.
All right, my man. Eric Lacroix, former Colorado Avalanche, and he's there. Like, he's watching this team. He stayed so involved. His resume, of course, he's the son of former Colorado Avalanche president Pierre Lacroix. He was in various management positions. He was a part of some of those big decisions and everything. So we just love having him on the program each and every opportunity we can get. It's a big-time guest for us. All right, that's going to do it for this segment presented by the Colorado Grit. Their home schedule coming up. Are you going to get out next week, Angel? You getting out to some of these home games? Check them out next weekend?
I think I'm supposed to go Friday.
All right. You pumped for that?
It'll be fun. That's a week away, so I'll get excited.
Oh, yeah. You're like a coach, you know, day by day. Take it one day at a time. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to that point, you'll evaluate and see where you are.
Yep.
All right. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.